下我们有海德堡药理问答。今天我们进入第42问，我来读问题，请大家一起来读答案。海德堡药理问答42问：基督既为我们死了，为何我们还要死呢？回答：我们的死不是补偿我们的罪，而是被治罪并进入永生。我们的死不是来补偿我们的罪，而是基督的宝血已经胜过了死亡的权势，他已经废止了罪的权势，我们得死，因此我们得以进入永生。我们一下把时间交给许牧师，他今天要证道的题目是当教会聚会的时候，在提摩太前书第二章的8-10节。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，早上好。
Please turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 8 to 10.
请打开提摩太前书第二章8-10节。
Let's bow our heads and pray together.
让我们先一起低头祷告。
Our great God, our heavenly Father, we ask for your light in our hearts.
我们伟大的神，我们天上的父，我们求你赐下光照亮我们的心。
May your Holy Spirit illumine our hearts so that we may have understanding of your truth.
让你的圣灵也能够照亮我们心，以至于我们能够明白你的真理。
Give us a heart of flesh rather than a heart of stone.
也赐给我们那肉心而不是实心。
We want to see Jesus. We want to experience Jesus.
让我们能够看见耶稣，我们也能够体验耶稣。
In His glorious name, we pray.
奉他荣耀的名祷告。
Amen. I'm going to ask the Tony to please read for us in Mandarin.
我来读提摩太前书第二章8-10节。我愿男人无愤怒无争论，举起圣洁的手随处祷告，又愿女人廉耻自守，以正派衣裳为装饰，不以编发黄金珍珠和贵价的衣裳为装饰，只要有善行，这才与自称是敬神的女人相宜。
Thank you. So as I mentioned as I mentioned last time, when we look at the beginning of chapter 2 in 1 Timothy, we would encounter some relatively difficult teachings from the Apostle Paul.
就像我上次提到的，当我们在看提摩太前书第二章一开始的时候，我们会碰到一些也许让我们不是很舒服的一些教导。
I believe they are difficult not because they are literally hard to interpret.
这个让我们可能不是不舒服的原因，并不是说它解释起来有多么的难。
Rather, it is because such teaching seems to rub against our sensitivity as modern men and women living in the 21st century.
而是因为这些教导和我们生活在21世纪的男女的一些理念会有直接的冲突。
And of course, I'm talking about the roles of men and women in the church.
当然，我这里面讲的是在教会里面男女的角色。
Since the rise of modern feminist movement in the 60s, many Christian churches in the U.S. and in the world through the decades have increasingly blurred the line of the essential roles difference of men and women in the church.
自从这个1960年代这个女权主义兴起以来，就在美国和世界各地，甚至在很多基督教的教会里面，这个关于男女的很多的圣经教导的角色搞得越来越模糊了。
If any Christians, professing Christians who are truly committed to the authority of Scripture,
如果任何自称为基督徒的这个人真正的愿意委身于圣经的权威的话，
and if we have come to the correct understanding and interpretation of it,
如果我们对圣经有正确的理解，正确的解释，
it is our duty, our call to submit and obey God's infallible word.
那这个顺服神，然后遵守神的话语，就是我们的呼召，也是我们的责任。
Verse 8, Paul says, I desire.
在第二章第八节里面，保罗这样说，他说我愿。
I think the Chinese and I think the even the in even in English, it's a little bit misleading of the meaning of this word.
那这个词我愿这个在中文，甚至在有些英文的翻译的话，有的时候会引起一些误解。
The word, the Greek word actually means I determined or I command.
这个在希腊文里面，它的意思其实就是它的意思是我决定或者是我命令的意思。
If you look back to just verse 7, the verse before 8 here, Paul says, he reminds everyone, Timothy, that he is an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在如果你看他在上面第七节的时候，保罗其实提示众人，包括提摩太，他的意思，他是耶稣基督的传道，做使徒。
So he bears, his words bear the authority of Jesus Christ.
也就是说，他的话语实际上是带有耶稣基督的权柄的。
And so we don't really have the option to ignore or disregard part of God's word.
所以我们没有权利来就是忽视神的话语的一部分。
So with that said, this means we really do have to, we do have to come to the right interpretation and understanding of what Paul is teaching here.
也就是说我们必须要明白保罗在这里面教导，我们对这个要有正确的解释和理解。
Now, because of the richness and the depth and importance of the portion of this text here and the limited time that I have,
那因为这段经文它非常的丰富，也有深度，有重要性，加上我们的时间有限。
Although verses 8 to 14 is really one unit.
那这个八到十四节，它其实是它是同一个单元的话题。
I really need to split it up into two sermons.
但是我因为时间有限，我被迫会把它分成两次讲道来完成。
And the difficult part is actually really is in verses 11 to 14.
那真正难的是在第十一到第十四节那部分。
Which I will get into it next time.
那下一次我在讲道的时候会提到，会包括这部分。
Now remember back in verses 1 to 7, Paul's first and foremost instruction for the church is to pray and pray for the salvation of all people in verse 4.
那如果你记得的话，从第一节到第七节，保罗对教会的主要的指示是为所有的人这个救恩要祷告。
The core reason for the church to exist is to be the channel to bring sinners to Christ.
那教会存在这个核心的这个原因就是要变成把罪人带到基督面前这样的一个管道。
It is through this, doing this, that we glorify God.
通过这样作为管道这个，让我们来把荣耀归于神。
The essence of the church in regard to the gospel is, as I explained last time, something that the false teachers at a time in Ephesus, they completely missed this point.
但是在以弗所教会的一些假教师，他们恰恰在这点上，他们给讲错了。
And beyond the command to pray, the church's core purpose is for the formal gathering of believers to worship God.
那除了祷告以外，教会的另外一个存在的核心的目的就是让信徒能够来正式的聚会来敬拜神。
And this is what Paul addresses here, starting from verse 8 and going forward.
那这个就是保罗从这个第八节开始，往下他要讲的内容。
Paul's main concern, when the church, main concerns when the church gathers for worship is what?
那保罗在这个教会就是会众聚集在一起崇拜，他最大的一个担心是什么呢？
He is most concerned about the proper order of the church's worship.
他最关心的是我们是否在敬拜的时候有适当的秩序。
That is, men and women doing what they are supposed to be doing and looking and behaving like they are supposed to be looking and behaving.
也就是说，我们不论是弟兄还是姊妹来的时候，我们是否在做自己应该做的，而且我们的行为和我们的表现是否有我们应该合宜的样子。
Let me ask you this question here. Does anyone of you enjoy or like walking into or engaging in a chaotic situation in life?
那我现在问大家一个问题，你是否喜欢就是进入一个比较混乱的一个情况里面？
If you walk into, let's say, a new restaurant and all you see is just absolute chaos, messes, and disorder, I don't think you would want to eat there, do you?
比如说你进了一个新的餐馆，你看到的就是很乱。又脏又乱，那我相信你可能不太愿意在那里面就餐。
How many of you would like to work in a chaotic workplace with dysfunctional management?
那如果同样的，你是否愿意在一个管理非常混乱的一个地方去工作？
How many of you would like to live in a dysfunctional, chaotic home environment?
或者你是否愿意住在一个很乱的一个家里面，在这样的一个环境里面生长？
Paul is very much concerned about the proper order of the church formal gathering of worship on Sunday.
那保罗在这里面，他其实非常的关心在。主日崇拜的时候，我们是否有适当的秩序？
This is so not only because of evangelistic reason, because disorderliness, chaos would drive people away, right?
这个并不简单单只是为了福音的缘故，因为很乱可能会把人给赶走。
Paul gives a similar teaching also in First Corinthians.
在哥林多前书里面，保罗其实也有类似的教导。
But also, Paul, it is because our God.Paul is very much concerned about this, that our God is a God of order.
他因为知道我们自己的神是一个有秩序的神。
And so, therefore, the gathering of the church must reflect him properly.
所以我们在教会聚会的时候也应该适当地反映我们的神。
So basically, the first part of Paul's instruction here is given to the men. That would be my first point today.
那我今天要讲的这个第一部分是这个保罗给弟兄的指示。
And the second part is directed to the women in the church when we come to corporate worship. That's the second point.
第二点我要讲的是关于就是给姊妹们的指示。
And the instruction for the women actually goes beyond verse 10 all the way to 14, but I will get to it, like I said, next time.
那对这个姊妹们的这个教导，事实上是不只是在第十节，是第十节以后还有，但是我下次会进一步再讲。
Now please notice that Paul is dealing with issues of worship that involves both men and women.
那我想请大家注意的是，保罗在这里面讲的是和弟兄姊妹都有关系的问题，敬拜中的问题。
In other words, these instructions aren't about placing one gender, men, above the other, women.
那这个问题不是说要把一个性别弟兄好像在凌驾到姊妹之上。
Both men and women are to submit and to obey Paul's command, God's word here.
那无论是弟兄还是姊妹，其实这里面都要自己谦卑顺服在神的话语之上。
In fact, Paul is going to go on to give further instruction for men in the next chapter, chapter 3, about the qualification for those who are called to be elders and deacons.
那在第三章里面，保罗会进一步解释，就是给弟兄的，尤其是做长老和执事的，他们需要有什么样的品德。
Let's look at the first instruction for the men here in verse 8.
那我们再看从第八节里面看一下对弟兄的指示。
He says, I desire then that in every place the men should pray, lifting holy hands without anger or quarreling.
他说，我愿男人无愤怒，无争论，举起圣洁的手，随处祷告。
When Paul says every place, he means in every place of worship, wherever the church gathers in different locations.
那保罗在讲随处这个词的时候，他指的是在教会不论在任何的地点聚会这样的一个地方。
If you have an English Bible, the New Living Translation actually spell it out for you in the place of every place of worship.
如果你对你用英文的那个有一个翻译的版本的话，它就翻译的就是在任何有崇拜聚会的地方。
So the context clearly is the church's formal gathering of worship on Sunday.
所以我们能够很清楚地看到它的语境，就是在主日大家一起在崇拜的时候。
As I mentioned earlier, as an apostle, Paul, as an apostle, in verse seven, he mentioned that men should pray.
那就好像保罗作为使徒，他在第七节他。决定他命令就是男人应该祷告。
And this command, coupled with the phrase in every place, implies a broad application to churches beyond just Ephesus.
那这个命令加上刚才那个随处的这个短语，它就是意思就是在有非常广泛的应用，就是在你聚会的时候。
In other words, Paul's command here isn't just cultural or local, but really is universal.
那保罗就是他在这里面命令，他不是只是个文化上的，或者是局限于给当地的信徒的一个指示，他其实是有普遍性的 教导的作用。
So when Paul says that the men should pray, he means the men, males, are responsible to lead formal corporate worship prayer.
那保罗说男人应当祷告，他的意思确实就是说他指的男人，男性在这里面说有责任带领正式的集体敬拜祷告。
I need to say this because the Chinese gives it to you, the Chinese translation gives that to you, so you don't even question it.
那我之所以这样讲，是因为我们中文的版本翻译的非常清楚，就指的男人很清楚，没有什么可没有什么就是多余的。
But in the English, it says the man, meaning it adds the definite article, clearly tells you that it's the male, not just saying men, general, like human beings.
但是在英文里面，他用的是 the man 加了一个那个冠词，所以有的时候会让人误会是不是特定的某个男人，而不是说所有的这个弟兄。
So from this command that Paul is commanding men should pray, we can see the problem. Paul has an understand the tendency of brothers in the church aren't taking up their responsibility to lead in prayer.
那这个里面既然保罗他要求只是教会里面弟兄要祷告，我们就能看出一个问题，就是在教会里面可能有很多时候弟兄没有来行使出自己这样的一个责任，就是带领着大家祷告。
This is not surprising given the context of the first century.
这个在第一世纪的这样一个背景里面，其实这样的问题一点都不奇怪。
There were probably a whole lot more women in the church.
因为在教会里面，当时可能有姊妹的数量远远超过弟兄。
And I know I'm a man, and sometimes I feel lazy and I don't want to lead.
而且有的时候我自己作为一个男人，我也知道有的时候自己的懒惰导致于我不愿意带着大家要。
Sometimes men just want to keep our mouth shut.
有的时候我就想闭嘴，不想吭声。
Sometimes we're just lazy.
有的时候就是由于我的懒惰。
And the proper way for men to pray in worship is, according to Paul, by lifting holy hands without anger or quarreling.
那根据保罗在这里面讲的，男人在敬拜中祷告的正当的方式是举起圣洁的手。
Paul is really getting at the conduct and attitude of men who comes to corporate worship.
保罗这里面针对的真的是对这个来集体崇拜的男人的这个行为和态度。
Lifting both hands up is a very common posture for Jews to engage in prayers.
那对于这个犹太人来讲，把双手举起来是他们一种非常习惯的方式来到神面前祷告。
We see multiple examples in the Old Testament that talks about this kind of posture from Solomon in 1 Kings.
我们比如说在这个列王记上看所罗门的时候，我们就有这样的姿势。
Moses did the same thing when he fought against the Amalekites in Exodus 17.
这个摩西也做过这样的这个祷告的姿势。
But lifting up both hands isn't the only or acceptable posture for prayer.
但是把这个双手举起来，这是也不仅仅是一种祷告的。
We see other examples such as kneeling, like Daniel kneel down and pray.
有的时候你祷告的时候还可以跪下，比如说像但以理，他就在可以跪下向神祷告。
Of course, we have prostrating or falling on the face, like Jesus did in Matthew 26.
有的时候会俯伏，就是把脸都趴在地上这样的一个祷告方式，比如说像耶稣在马太福音里面。
We see sitting as an acceptable posture as David did in 2 Samuel 7.
在撒母耳记下第七章里面记载的大卫他也可以坐着祷告。
So, what does it communicate, the posture of lifting both hands in the air in prayer?
那我们把祷告之后把双手举起来，这样的一个是传递一个什么样的信息呢？
First, it communicates our own weakness as we are reaching out to God in our need.
首先他表示出我们自己的软弱，我们要把手伸开向神呼求。
Because we don't have it.
因为我们自己没有的东西，我们这样向神求。
And second, it expresses our acknowledgement, our worship of someone that would be God.
第二，他能够就是能够承认我们敬拜的对象就是神。
We are acknowledging the fact that He can provide for our need and He is worthy to be praised.
我们这样的姿势也是承认他能够满足我们的需求，他是那位值得敬拜的主。
And what does it mean by holy hands?
那这里面说圣洁的手是什么意思？
This points to the need of having good conduct in life.
他的意思就是在生活中要有良好的品行。
That means there will be no defiled living or shameful living or sinful lifestyles.
就是意思是没有污秽的生活或者可耻或者有罪的生活方式。
The word holy here is actually interesting because it's not the typical Greek word for holy.
这里面圣洁用的这个词不是在希腊文里面经常用的圣洁的那个词。
The typical Greek word would be hagios, which you might have heard of this word, hagios.
你如果知道的话，希腊文里面平时用的那个圣洁hagios 这个词。
But here the word is actually hasios, so it's a little bit different.
但是这儿用的一个词叫 hasias.
It means that something that is unpolluted or unstained by evil.
它的意思就是说，它来描述那种没有被污染、没有被罪所玷污的这样的事物。
Something that is pleasing to God.
是那种让讨神喜悦的事物。
And the hand, of course, is a symbol of what we do in life. We do most things in this world with our hands.
那我们的双手其实是。一种象征我们平日的行为的这样的一个符号，因为我们做事就是靠双手。
So putting all this together, this is about the need of having good conduct for all men who come to worship God in prayer.
所以把所有的事情把刚才我讲的放在一起，它的意思是这是对弟兄对男人来崇拜的一个要求，就是有好的品行。
And not only that, Paul says that they are to pray without anger or quarreling.
那这里面他还继续要讲到不仅仅是这个还要无愤怒无争论。
Now the word quarreling, 争论 is a little bit misleading too, I believe.
对这个争论这个词可能会也会稍微会引起一些误会有的时候。
He is talking about quarreling.
他这个讲的他说的这个争论就是在吵架这样的争论。
Right. Having contesting with somebody.、Right.
就跟别人在这吵。
Right. Paul here, when he talks about anger, he's not talking about the righteous anger of God.
那保罗在这里面讲的这个愤怒，他讲的是不是说就是从神来那个义怒。
That would be the anger toward sin, evil, injustice, unrighteousness according to God's law.
那就是按照神的律法，你也可以对罪恶、对邪恶、对不义、对不公义都可以有愤怒。
Paul is talking about hatred. This kind of anger is about hatred toward others according to your own personal feelings and judgment, not God's.
保罗这里面讲的这个愤怒不是刚才的神的义怒，他讲的是我们根据自己的这个个人的感情或者判断对别人的那个怨恨。
This is the heart of revenge.
这种是一种有带着报复的这样的一种心。
The heart of unforgiveness.
就是不愿意饶恕别人的心。
The heart that is unwilling to accept what God says as vengeance is mine, I will repay.
也是那种心就是不愿意接受神说的那种深渊在我我必报应。
It is a heart that is unwilling to not seek personal justice.
这种心就是不愿意寻求个人的正义。
Now,Paul's teaching here is actually very similar to what Jesus says. Jesus teaches in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5.
那保罗这里面教导跟在耶稣在马太福音第五章就是登山宝训里面的教导很像。
There we learn that we simply cannot reconcile with God with such anger and quarreling with others in the heart.
在那里面关于这种愤怒，他说的是。有这样愤怒，心中对其他人怀有这样的愤怒的话，我们就没有办法与神和好。
And this teaching is also similar to what we read about the anger of the prophet Jonah.
这个愤怒也特别像我们读的那个先知鸠拿他当时的那个愤怒。
In Jonah 4, Jonah is angry enough to die because of what? Because of his personal feelings and understanding of life and salvation.
在约拿书第四章里面，他约拿因为自己对生命或者救恩他自己的一个个人感情的理解有误，导致于他愤怒的自己想找死。
Do you know why we cannot reconcile with God with such anger and quarreling with others?
你知道，如果我们跟别的人有这样的这个争吵，有这样的愤怒的话，我们为什么我们不能与神和好呢？
Because first, if you keep in such an anger, you would keep coming up with excuses to justify your anger.
因为首先，如果你心里面怀着这样愤恨的话，你总会找理由，给自己找理由，为什么要怀恨在心。
Because you think, I deserve better
因为你觉得我其实不应该遭受这样的对待，我应该过得更好。
I should not have been slighted by that person like that.
我应该不应该被那个人这样就是不好的对待。
And because of this, your heart would become more bitter and bitter as your anger remains and builds up.
因为这样，你的心里面就会越来越苦，因为你的怨恨也慢慢的堆积。
And the second reason that we can't reconcile with God with such anger is because your heart is going to turn to hypocrisy.
第二的话，你如果一直有这样的怨恨在心里面的话，你慢慢的你的心会转向虚伪。
Because by praying with your words, you think you are reconciled with God.
因为你祷告的时候，你的话语让你觉得你好像跟神和好。
But you really aren't, for you haven't done what God have asked you to do, which is to reconcile with your brothers.
但实际上你并没有，因为按照神的话语的话，神的话语教导我们要与他人和好，就是要饶恕别人。
Your heart simply doesn't match up with what you say with your words in your prayer.
那就是我们在祷告时候言语和我们真正的心里面的遭遇，它是不吻合的。
The psalmist David says in Psalm 24, verses 3 to 4.
在诗篇第二十四篇三到四节说
，He says, "Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in His holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart."
他说，谁能登耶和华的山？谁能站在他的圣所？就是守节心清的人。
Clean hands is what's good conduct, godly living, is what's pleasing to God.
守节就是要有良好的行为，要有敬虔的生活，而且神所喜悦。
And a pure heart, that's without anger and quarreling.
那如果我们心清，就是我们心里面没有愤怒，没有争吵。
This is exactly what Paul is talking about.
这就是保罗在这里面要讲的。
We cannot come to God without clean hands and a pure heart.
没有这个圣洁的手，纯洁的心，我们就没有办法来到神的面前。
These are exactly what Paul is commanding when the men in the church come to present themselves before God in corporate worship in prayer.
这也是保罗教导这个弟兄来到集体聚会的时候，自己所应该所要求的。
Paul is very much concerned about the men, that men, males, should pray and how they would pray.
保罗非常关心男人在敬拜中如何祷告，然后要应该祷告和如何祷告。
In the setting of worship, exactly. And because, why is he so concerned? Because the opposite is exactly what the false teachers are doing in the church of Ephesus.
这个问题之所以重要，是因为如果你不去关心这个问题的话，那假教师就是假教师所讲的。
These four false teachers, their hearts are hypocritical.
因为这些假教师心里面是虚伪的。
And their actions are divisive and bitter.
他们的行为也是分裂的，有的时候很有苦毒。
And as many scholars strongly believe, among these false teachers, this group of false teachers, there are these wealthy and prominent women as well in the mix.
那很多这个学者他相信在这些假教师里面事实上也有一些非常富有的或者身份非常显赫的女人。
And so now we turn to the second part of the instruction, which is instructions for the women in verses 9 to 10.
那我们在现在我们的我们在看来第二部分就是关于从第九到第十节关于对这个女士的一些指示。
Remember, we are still in the context of formal corporate worship on Sunday.
那我想提醒大家，我们还是在讲的是在主日这种非常正式的集体崇拜中。
Paul's instruction for the women in the church is not for them to lead worship corporate prayer.
那保罗对他们的对这些姊妹的指示是不让他们在这种集体崇拜中来带领祷告。
This is not to say that women or sisters are not allowed or aren't allowed to pray in public at all. That's not what he's saying.
但是这个意思并不是说女人或者姐妹根本不允许在公共场合祷告。
Women, sisters should and must pray like in other settings, such as like prayer meetings, small groups, fellowship groups, etc.
那姊妹其实他们是必须应该祷告的，比如说在祷告会小组或者这种团契。
But in the formal gathering of the church on Sunday, it is the responsibility of the men, not women, to pray.
但在主日的正式的聚会中，是这个弟兄的责任，而不是姊妹的责任，要来带领大家做这种集体的祷告。
So Paul says that all women. So when he say all women, he's not just saying wives, because and there's another grammar here that you might not notice in the Chinese.
那保罗在这里面他讲的女人就是所有的女人，不只是说是做人妻的。
Because if he uses the definite article this time to say the women, it would probably mean, it can mean the wives.
对，但是他因为他这里面没有加那个定冠词，所以他是加定冠词有可能会只是结婚的女性，但是他说的这个泛指就是所有的女性。
So womenare to adorn themselves in respectable apparel, verse 9, verse, first part of it.
他讲的是在第九节那个讲的是以正派又愿女人廉耻自守，以正派衣裳为装饰。
There's a very, very interesting wordplay in the Greek here, in this phrase.
在这个里面他有一个在希腊文里面有个非常有意思的用语。
I usually don't give you that much Greek in a sermon, but I'm doing it today.
徐牧师平时讲到的时候不会讲很多希腊语，但是今天会。
Because this is actually very interesting.
因为这一点很有意思。
The word adorn in the Greek is cosmeo.
这里面这个装饰它的字面，它在希腊文里面用的那个词叫 cosmeo.
If you know English, you can hear it. It sounds like the word cosmetic.
是不是听起来很像英文那个？化妆品那个 cosmetic 这个词
adorn, so adorn means to put in order for attractive appearance.
是为了这个有增加这个外观的吸引力来整理的一个东西。
And then the Greek word for respectable, the English translation is probably would be cosmeo, different word.
那这里面希腊文中我们翻译成中文这个地方用这个正派这个词在希腊文中叫 cosmeo.
So you can hear the similar sound and also the similar root.
它跟第一个词 cosmeo, M-E-O, 这是 M-I-O, 这两个词非常接近，听起来很像。
You can see the wordplay, right? In the same phrase, you have cosmeo and cosmeo together, like cosmeo, cosmeo.
对，这在同一句话里面，这两个词同时出现。
The word cosmeo, you can also get the wordcosmos, you know the word cosmos or cosmopolitan in English?
正派这个词的词根又跟那种大都会那个 cosmopolitan 这个词根又有点相似。
Why are they called cosmos? Or the cosmos means the universe, right? Or the cosmopolitan 大都会 right? Why do they call that?
那为什么他们把这种cosmos 宇宙和cosmopolitan 大都会为什么把这样的词的词根和正派词的词根一样
Because that word respectable means that it's something that is attractive, well-ordered, well-organized.
因为那个词的词根它就带有这样的一个含义就是说很大的一个事物它又是有很有组织的很有秩序的。
Like how our universe is supposed to be, like how a cosmopolitan city is supposed to be.
就好像是我们宇宙是非常有秩序的一个宇宙，一个大都市，我们想去的也都是井井有条的一个。
This phrase, according to my Greek professor, he renders this way: the phrase which is like adorn themselves in respectable apparel.
那我自己的一个教授，他来讲这个正派，还有。这个装饰这样的一个词的时候，他是这样解释的。
He said, "Women should cosmetic themselves in cosmopolitan apparel."
他说女人应该用他这用大都会那个词的服饰来打扮自己。
The point is this: all women are to present themselves in a orderly fashion in their outward appearance.
他的意思就是所有的这个姊妹。应该是在外表上以有秩序这样的一个方式来呈现自己。
Because our God is a God of order.
因为我们自己的神是一个有序的神。
Just as we see in the universe, in the cosmos.
就好像是我们在宇宙中能看到的。
And what women in the church are to adorn, to put on, has to be modest.
那教会中的姊妹要 穿戴的是要端庄，要有自，要有自制的。
And then this requires self-control.
这个需要，需要有自制。
King James Version translates this word modesty as shamefacedness.
那英文那个钦定版把这个端庄这个地方得体的，它翻译的就是甚至是稍微带点好像害羞羞耻感。
廉耻 ，Yeah. It's Chinese is actually exactly using the 廉耻 It's actually that. But the English, I mean the ESV, the English version, other English version use modesty.
对，那我们那个我们另外一个英文版本，它是用的这个端庄。
The idea is that it is a shame for women who would stumble and distract others, especially men, by being attractive to them.
那他的意思就是，如果姊妹她的打扮导致其他的弟兄的精吸引力都吸引在这个姊妹身上，她应该为这样的装饰所羞耻。
Why is it such a shame?
为什么这是一件让人觉得有羞耻的事
？Because you're drawing men's other people's attention to yourself other than to God.
因为你把其他人对你的注意力，尤其是弟兄对你的注意力，转移到你自己身上，而不是转移到神的身上。
That's not what the church is for. It's not. That's not what the church is about.
这不是神的目的，这不是教会的目的，也不是教会的意义。
What a shame that you would draw other people's attention, men's attention to you when you're looking attractive to try to and rather than when turning their attention to God Himself.
如果姊妹的打扮是把弟兄就是吸引力都转在自己身上，那这是一件而不是转到神身上，这是一件多么可耻的事。
Paul adds in verse 10,
在第十节保罗这样讲
not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly attire.
还是第九节下部分，他说，不以编发、黄金、珍珠和贵价的衣裳为装饰。
Paul is saying that women are not allowed. He's not saying that women are not allowed to braid their hairs or style their hair or to wear jewelry or nice clothes. He's not saying that.
他并不是说不允许姊妹就是好像编头发、做头发或者是戴任何的这个首饰。
He is forbidding certain specific trends of style and fashions commonly practiced by the rich pagan Romans to show off their wealth and status and beauty in public gatherings.
他是在当时那个情况下有一些有钱的比如说从异教的从罗马来的异教徒他们喜欢以这种贵重的装饰来炫耀自己的身份，他是反对这样当时有这样的一个趋势或者时尚，他是要禁止这样的一个趋势。
The kind of braiding that he's talking about is not like you know what we know today. Let's just braid your hair with you know.
他说的这个把头发编起来，不是说普通的姊妹好像把头发挽起来。
The kind of braiding he's talking about it is with curls that would go pile high, very very big high, and then they would jam gold and pearls and gemstones inside the hair.
他说的是当时有些女士把头发就是编起来就卷起来非常高，上面就是插满了珍珠宝石首饰。
It would take hours to do this, and only rich people can do this.
这个做这个一次头发就需要好几个小时，穷人也负担不起。
The Paul here is warning that women at church in worship are not to give into looking like godless people in the world.
他的意思是我们来到教会中聚会的姊妹不能像世界上的外面的那种不敬虔的女人一样。
I like how one commentator puts it, and he says, quote, "Today it is the equivalent of warning Christians away from imitation of styles set by promiscuous pop singers or actresses." End quote.
有一位圣经的评论家他就这样想，这句话应用在今天就好像是警告我们不要像那种外面的那种穿着很放荡的那种流行女歌手一样的风格带到教会来。
And so now you also see why Paul mentions self-control, self-restraint, right?
那你能够看到为什么保罗在这里面就是提到这样一个自制、自我的约束。
Because self-control is needed to overcome the passion of the flesh.
因为这个自制就是要克服肉体的情欲。
I share this example, following example, when I preach on the similar teaching in 1 Peter chapter 3 in the English service.
我要跟大家分享一个，有一次我在英文堂讲的，就关于彼得前书第三章的三到四节类似的一个教导。
This is an observation I learned from another pastor.
这是我从另外一个牧师那儿学到的一个观察。
Well, why do you wrap gifts?
那请问大家为什么你给别人礼物的时候要把礼物包起来？
I don't understand, and I certainly don't understand why paying other people, paying somebody to wrap your gift in the store.
我尤其不能够理解的是，为什么你会在店里面多付钱，让人把这个礼物给你包起来
？Trust me, the person who are receiving your gift, they're not interested really in about your gift wrap.
那如果你相信我的话，收到礼物那个人，他不在乎你外面那个包装。
Wrapping papers and other wrapping accessories are kind of like camouflage that disguises what people are really interested in.
因为这个外面的包装就好像是一个伪装一样，他把人们真正想要的里面那个东西，他把它给伪装起来。
People in the world, we get all hyped when we see people who are so well wrapped in life.
那同样的，我们在世上，我们看有的人就是外面的包装非常好的时候，我们有的时候会感到很兴奋。
Expensive, trendy style clothes.
比如说非常贵重非常时髦的衣服
People who seem to be wrapped with money or education or fame
或者有的人他是通过金钱通过名誉通过他的教育把自己包装起来
But what God is really interested in is what the wrapping is covering inside
但神真正感兴趣的是恰恰是这个外面这个包装就是里面的那个东西。
He is interested in the inner disposition of a person.
他感兴趣的人里面的性情。
God is concerned about women having and professing godliness that is sprung from the heart. Verse 10.
神在乎的就是从这个第十节里面是女人要拥有和承认要敬虔的。
God is concerned about the heart of the worshipper, of whether a woman's heart is pure toward him.
他关心的是这个崇拜者的心，这里面我们姊妹的心是否纯洁的对他。
And this is exactly what God's demand of the man too, a pure heart and clean hands.
这个也是神对男人的要求，对不对？当他们来到神的面前的时候，要纯洁的心，要有圣洁的手。
Again, in Psalm 24, verse 3 and 4 said, Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands.
就像诗篇第24篇里面讲的，谁能登耶和华的山？谁能站在他的圣所？就是守洁心清的人。
And if clean hands and a pure heart are what God requires of men and women everywhere when we come to worship Him,
如果这个洁净的手和纯洁的心是神对各地男女来到他面前聚会的要求的话
Then which of us would actually be able to present ourselves before him? Ask yourself.
那你可以问一问自己，我们哪个人实际中能够在神面前能够呈现自己？
None of us.
没有一个人能够做的。
Unless we come through wholeheartedly and fully trusting in our Lord Jesus Christ, being covered by His righteousness.
除非我们全心全意地来到神的面前，愿意接受耶稣基督，知道他的宝血能够遮盖我们。
As much as we have sinned and continue to sin against God,
尽管我们犯过很多罪，可能还继续一直的犯罪。
Jesus Himself harbors no unrighteous anger against us.
但是耶稣对我们并没有不义的愤怒。
Remember what he said to God when he prayed to God on the cross? He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
就像耶稣基督要上十字架的时候，他对神祷告，他说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
And Jesus, as the eternal Son of God, was the one who had all the riches, glory, wealth, beauty, and status.
耶稣作为神的爱子，他有所有测不透的丰富。有一切的荣耀。
He didn't show off any of that to anyone, did he?
但是他没有炫耀自己任何他所有的。
He surrendered them all and became a man. And why did he do that?
他委身，他谦卑顺服，不让自己变成一个人。为什么要做这件事呢？
Because he wanted to direct sinners to God.
因为他要把真的把罪人能够领到神的面前。
So that we would not be condemned,
以至于我们能够不被罪所控制。
By trusting in Him,
来相信他，通过相信他。
And brothers and sisters, if we don't listen and obey this God's Christ instruction and commandments now, when we die or when He returns, we will be condemned.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不听神这样的教导，那如果有一天等他再来的时候，我们真的会受。 被这个论断的时候，我们真的会被控告。
So let us all, men and women, children of God, examine our hearts.
所以让我们所有的人来真正的来检查我们的心，不论你是弟兄还是姊妹。
Let us consider the deeds of our life, what we have done.
让我们一起考虑我们平日在生活中的作为。
And let us come to see our desperate need of Jesus.
让我们一起来对基督有迫切的需要。
It is only through Him alone that we can stand before God to worship Him.
只有通过他，我们才能站在神的面前来敬拜他。
It is only through Christ alone we may honor God, the God of order.
只有通过基督，我们才能够真的荣耀神，这样一位有秩序的神。
The God who would give His own Son to save us to overcome the chaos of sin.
这样一位把自己的爱子赐给我们，来拯救我们、克服罪的这样的一位神。
And one last thought.
那最后一点，我有点想法。
Let us also follow our Lord's example.
让我们也一起来个跟随我们主自己的这个样式。
Let us be willing to forego whatever luxuries, status, or pleasure that would hinder or stumble others on the path of salvation.
让我们能够愿意放弃那种就是可能会绊倒我们自己或者他人在其他的人的救恩道路上变成一个障碍的这样的一个奢侈品也好，或者是地位也好，或者是你个人的快乐。
Our worship, our gathering, our fellowship are meant to direct people's attention to God.
因为我们的聚会，我们的崇拜，我们的团契本身就是为了要把人带到神面前来设定的。
So how will you live your life?
那下一步我们应该如何的过呢？
Finally, I want to finish reading Psalm 24, verses 3 to 6. I'm going to read all the way to verse 6.
最后我会读诗篇第24篇。
Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false, and does not swear deceitfully. He will receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek the face of the God of Jacob.
谁能登耶和华的山？谁能站在他的圣所？就是守节心清，不向虚妄起誓，不怀诡诈的人，他必蒙耶和华赐福，又蒙救他的神使他成义。这是寻求耶和华的族类，是寻求雅各神面的族类。
Let us be the generation of men and women who seek the Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，让我们一起来成为那寻求主的这样的男女的一代。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we praise you and thank you for these precious instructions that you have given to both men and women in the church.
天父上帝，我们赞美你，我们感谢你。谢谢你为我们不论是男是女赐下这样的一教导。
We admit because there are so many times we have been distracted and derailed by what the world teaches.
因为很多时候我们都被世界所教的因此而分心，或者有的时候甚至让我们脱轨。
Our understanding of our roles are confusing.
我们很多时候对我们自己在教会崇拜中的职分也不清楚。
But your words are very, very clear.
但是你自己的话语是那么的清楚。
And your teaching is precious.
你的教导是那么的宝贵。
And we pray that you help us to embrace your truth.
我们向你祷告，让我们能够能拥抱你这样的一个真理。
Lead us to obedience for Christ's sake.
为基督的缘故，把我们带到谦卑当中。
We pray all this in His wonderful and glorious name.
奉他的美妙的名祷告。